Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Getting ready to go to Camden. I've got somebody notified me on YouTube that they're getting ready to take your classes. Is it this weekend?
Actually, yeah. I'm kind of stressed out right now because the real deal is I'm having to stop action in preparation to be at the airport at 3 o'clock.
Yep. So
to
we
do the show.
So we're going to have.
So
we got to get this done.
Let's get it on, brother.
Let's get it on,
man.
So, you in Florida recently, you guys got permitless carry. And yeah. So what I foresee is there's going to be a bunch of people that never. I don't know what the disconnect was where, you know, before if you had to pay to get a permit, you didn't want to do it, but now that you can get a permit for free. I'm sure the permit was the cheapest part of the equation with the training, the ammunition, the gun, and all the other things. But now there will be people wanting to start to carry a gun now. This is a new thing, and lots of people are flocking for instruction. What is the likelihood of them getting good instruction in most cases?
In Florida? You want me to generally speak for Florida?
Well, you know, just in your... From
I mean, that's pretty bold, man.
Yeah.
But I will.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll throw some S. Dave spin on it.
Put some S. Dave spin on it.
Florida has also been, you know, Florida is known as the Sunshine State.
Right.
But it's also been referred to as the Gunshine State.
Right.
Well, it didn't get that way without a reason. Because in general, even your average alligator in Florida is good with a gun.
Right.
Pretty much. It'd be hard to find a slouch with a pistol in Florida. And generally speaking, Florida's a gun state, has been, I believe it always will be. And people don't fool around in Florida. You can do, you know, you can make, you know, like a criminal, like a bad guy, and you will get shot for it in Florida.
Right.
That's pretty much guaranteed. You'll run into that here. So, yeah, man. I would say yes to your question.
Now, I know you get on YouTube from time to time, and you have you ever seen any courses or any how to's where they're trying to explain something, and you're looking at that and you're just going, "Wow, I hope nobody was killed while they were filming this particular video."
Well, sometimes you know you got to take the good with the bad, though. But dig this. I'm gonna finish up what I started just a while ago.
Yeah,
I didn't necessarily state why Florida has the reputation that it does. Florida has the reputation it does as far as firearms and guns are concerned because there are basically a lot of switched on gun people in Florida. So, you know, you want to do some criminal stuff, be careful. You will get shot for it in Florida.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got.
Oh,
all right, now to finish, come back to your current question, yes. I've seen a lot of questionable stuff. And I mean, when I say questionable, I'm not even talking about something professionally done. I'm talking about the quality of how well it's done is not important to me. It's the quality of what is being presented is what matters to me. And I've seen some highly questionable stuff to the extent where it's like, oh man, I saw something just recently and the first thought that I had was like, man, this dude needs some help, man. He needs to be straightened out on this point of interest because he is not necessarily wrong, but he is so far from right, he's on the left. You know what I mean?
Right.
Did you catch that joke?
I did. I like it. I like it a lot.
Dig it. That's how I feel about myself politically.
Okay.
I am so far on the right, I'm on the left. But I am physically ambidextrous.
Right.
So, anyway, what do you got next?
Well, so I guess the question becomes for the new person, and I don't know of one, but I mean, what is the likelihood that a new person in Florida, which I don't know what the percentage is of Floridians that are going to carry a gun without a permit. I know you guys have a million plus permits there. So my first thought would be, well, probably everybody in Florida knows somebody that has a permit. So maybe they would have some word of mouth direction to go to find a good instructor. But in a time like this, my first thought, and I remember during the martial arts craze of the 70s, when the Bruce Lee movies came out, everybody had a martial arts school. They were masters of ping pong and mahjong.
Hey,
and, you know, yeah.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
That's right. And everybody claimed to be an instructor of something. And there was a lot of people that were not an instructor of anything, but they were trying to, you know, it was a money grab and all this other stuff.
Right.
Do you think that's something we might start with 29 permitless carry states now? Do you think
pretenders today?
Okay.
You're talking about, will we see pretenders? Dude, if you know what you're looking for, you can take a look out across the realm, the firearms realm,
right,
and know who's pretending or not. And I will put this out there for the majority of the entry-level people or the individuals out there that feel as if they are actually entry-level people as far as their knowledge and experience with firearms, I can tell you what you need to know. Initially, what you need to know is how to be safe with it at all times. You need to know how it functions. You need to know how to load it. You need to know how to fire it. And you need to know how to unload and clear it. And do all of those things in a safe and professional manner. That is what you need to know how to do without fail.
Right.
Right up front. As far as interacting with anyone else, firearm instructor or not, a family member. If you want to, you know, you and your wife want to learn together, it is an individual thing, but that is what you need to know before you even leave the house. So having prepared yourself that when you find yourself in those circumstances where you're receiving training from someone else, you have already proven by showing that individual that you know what safety is, firearm safety is. You know what your pistol is and how to use it.
Hang on right there, if you will. Coming up on the first break. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. Some of you are lucky enough, you're going to be taking a class with him at Tactical Response in Camden, Tennessee this coming weekend. I envy you. When we get back, talking about training and what to look for if you're new. This is Lock and Load.
Capital Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And I got a couple of questions for you regarding, okay, let's say I come to you, I take a class, and now I'm going to try to practice that which you taught me. I've always been...
Right, well, hang on, hey, Mr. Bill.
Yeah?
If I may interrupt you, man, you skipped a phase.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to lay out what the new individual, the entry-level person needed to know and be able to do, right?
Okay, go ahead.
So I'll get to that other part. I kind of covered phase one. phase two in respect to trying to find a quality instructor or someone that, you know, whatever fits your bill, a teacher, an instructor, a trainer, tier one, tier two, tier three, however you want to classify that individual, that's your business. But what that individual should be able to do is explain, demonstrate, and perform whatever task it is that he is requiring you to perform, and perform it at least as well as he is asking you to perform it. If not, later show you how to perform it at a much higher level,
right,
or in less time, however you want to describe it, whatever.
Right.
But the bottom line is that individual needs to be able to talk the talk, walk the walk, and show you how it's done professionally and safely. And then you will know you found your man or woman, female. No big deal.
Right.
All right. Now, coming to that piece that you have. Go ahead. Hit me with it.
So, when after I've taken the class and everything, one of the things I've started doing when I'm just going through a drill or doing something on the side or, you know, just practicing.
Right.
One of the things I've started doing is I go really slow and really exaggerated in the movements. Like I pull, you know, when I pull it back, I'm actually pulling it. If I'm going from left to right or side to side, when I'm not shooting, I pull the gun back to my chest purposely. And
right. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. And then when I'm doing the mag change, I'm, you know, in, you know, I don't know who came up with the phrase, but I like the whole idea of, I like the whole idea of, I believe it's workspace. When you're changing a magazine, when you're getting out there and your eyes are staying downrange, but you're getting the, all that other stuff.
Yeah. You can call it that. Yeah, that's fine.
So when I'm going into workspace, I'm really sticking it up there. And really driving the mag into it.
Okay.
Is that a good idea to be doing that slow, exaggerated way just to, instead of trying to do it fast?
Why
would I do it?
Yeah, I'm the first thing when you were describing it, I'm like, why are you doing that? What's the purpose of that?
To build the muscle memory into the movement.
There's no muscle memory, man. I thought we'd discussed that before.
Well, we have, but I mean, at the same time,
here's what I agree with.
Okay.
I agree with receiving the conditioned response. Okay. You have one brain and a bunch of different muscles. So if your bunch of different muscles do a bunch of different reps of the same thing at the same time, you should be able to hardwire your brain to when you have that thought of performing task X, you receive the conditioned response of your muscles to perform task X from whatever start point they happen to be in at that moment in time. I'll agree with that part.
Right.
But now dig this. I would say, why are you doing it? Because it's like you're mimicking an entry-level technique, but you're under no pressure or time requirement to perform it quickly. And it sounds to me like you're doing it more because you enjoy doing it like that than for any other reason. Bam.
Well, not necessarily bam. I have a tendency.
Well, I'm just saying that's all I got.
Okay. Well,
on that.
So,
because
here's what I'm thinking. You know, when you shoot an azimuth, and you head down range and everybody's behind you following you, if I'm 2 degrees yeah. off my true azimuth, what's going to happen when I end up and where I should be? Where am I going to be?
Yeah, you can brainstorm all that on a map.
Right.
But how do you take into consideration you're physically stronger right-sided than you are left-sided? So over the course of 3 or 4 Ks, that causes you to drift left a full K. How do you factor that into your navigation?
But I'm using that as a sort of metaphorically. if I make a minor,
I'm doing the same thing.
If I make a minor mistake when land nav, that turns into a big difference to where my final destination is, right?
Right. With, but what I'm saying is, what you know and can do, what you know about yourself, even when see things. This is where people got it kind of turned around. An entry-level person always tries to strive, and I encourage you to do this, strive to do things perfectly. They want to see that perfect sight picture. They want that perfect trigger press. They want that perfect felt input to managing the recoil impulse, blah, ad infinitum, blah. But the real deal is, at speed, I am dealing with everything that is less than perfect. That's what I got to be good for.
Right.
Because everything I deal with at combat speed is less than perfect, but I still have to make the hits. You see what I mean? I have to be able to comp it out at the gun. No matter what is happening, the working relationship of the gun and the target has to be true in order to hit it.
Yeah.
And time is a huge factor. I could split time into 30 different ways right off the bat, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to spare you the gory details.
Well, see, here's the point I'm making, okay? Because of my schedule, I mean, you have offered to train me how many times now? And because of my schedule, I just...
Way too many.
And I haven't had the time. It took me 5 years to get to tactical response. So, and that's just because of the profession I'm in. So when I'm training, when I'm training by myself and I'm training and I'm filming what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do is not create, hiccups that become habits. And I'll tell you what, coming up on the next break, I'll explain that when we, I'll try to clarify that. Super Dave is going to be at Tactical Response and he's going to be teaching, he's going to be teaching. It doesn't matter what he's teaching. He's going to be teaching
Integrated
weapons. So, I mean, all of you guys that are going to that class, I envy you. This is going to be something that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. I can't think of a better place to take it either. Tactical Response, that training facility is very, very good. Follow Super Dave on S. Dave Harrington on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The University of Missouri student who went missing in Nashville has been discovered in a Nashville river. Authorities confirmed Friday morning that the body found in the Cumberland River is indeed Riley Strains. The 22-year-old had last been seen on March 8th when he was escorted out of Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police noted no signs of foul play or trauma on the body. A Gaza ceasefire resolution that was backed by the U.S. has been rejected following a vote at the U.N. Security Council Friday. Both Russia and China opposed the resolution, which cautioned against an Israeli military operation in Rafah and strongly denounced restrictions hindering aid access to the Gaza Strip. Kate, the Princess of Wales, revealed in a video message Friday that she has been diagnosed with cancer. She also mentioned being in the early stages of chemotherapy treatment. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about training and everything. And we started out talking about the new guys and everything, and now this is actually more about me than it is anything else. I have a tendency, Super Dave, to where if I make a minor mistake and I'm not aware that I've made the minor mistake, right? Like this happened over the trigger with me for a very long time, for years. Happened with me over the trigger. Finally solved the trigger issue just because somebody looked at my hands. I have this tendency to where when I make a small mistake, it exacerbates itself over the course of time.
Yeah, so, snowballs into a major crash.
Yeah. So all of that stuff being considered, when I'm moving up and down the range, I try to start out slow and then build my way up into speed, if I can, as I'm going along, just to, you know.
What are you talking about, man? Your physical movement?
Yeah.
All right, go.
So, like, if I'm shooting and I run the gun dry, which, now, let's talk about this in the terms of what a combat shooter would do. Is a combat shooter going to run their gun dry? Or are they going to be seeking cover? What are they going to do? I mean, I know inevitably sometimes.
I don't know, man. I don't have a crystal ball.
Oh, okay. What would you do?
If I had a crystal ball, man, I would not be. I do know what I wouldn't be doing. I wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation with you, bro. I'd be kicking it in the island somewhere, man. If I had a crystal ball, I'd be kicking it, man.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just joking, man. You can't. But the point is the same. What are the circumstances going to require of your skill? What do you know? What do you understand? And if you really wanted to understand the realm of combat, is the simple fact that you can't second-guess it, man. There's no making sense out of it. You can do the right thing at the right time every time and still get tucked into the dirt, man. You can do the right thing at the right time every time and get killed anyway because that is the right thing for you to do at that moment in time.
Right.
You know, you see it as your duty to sacrifice your life for the lives of the men that you're fighting with.
Right.
You know, it's hard, you know, for a lot of people to understand the willingness to do that for other human beings. But, you know, the truth be told, you know, that's what the human animal is all about on a lot of different levels, man, not just the soldier's level. But anyway, coming back to your problem, see, the best thing that you need to start doing is what I would recommend anyway, because I corrected myself because I don't like to generally get caught, especially catching myself telling people what's what. I like to give you the opportunity to make the decisions for yourself. The issue is, I would recommend that from a mental organization standpoint, you try to relax your brain on, one, observe the negativity. Because if you're looking for negativity, you're always going to find negativity.
Right.
Period. And what I'm talking about is in respect to personal performance. Because I'm never really satisfied with how well I perform, but I perform pretty well on the par. You know what I mean? So I have to be okay with that because it's what I did.
Right.
I don't have a choice. If I want to be better, guess what? I have to put the time in. I have to put the work in. So it really depends on how bad you want it. You know, are you willing to apply yourself? Does your balance of life allow you to cut out the time, energy, and resources to apply against acquiring a higher level of skill? And that's going to be a little bit every day and a little bit of every day. And, you know, you go from there.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to make it oversimplified, but if there's any way to simplify it, I just did. You have to want it bad enough. You know, there is no good enough, so to speak. Because the simple fact of the matter is you can be as thoroughly trained, practiced, and rehearsed and be able to quantify your skill and have every confidence in the world. But if you get ambushed, you get rolled up. You get killed anyway. So make sense out of that. How's that happen? Well, let me reinforce one serious point. Ambushes were called ambushes because they work, and they've worked since the beginning of time. So depending on, you know, what you've got going on, what you do, what's your functional area, your area of operations, blah, 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 you got to take all these things into consideration and do a risk assessment and figure it all out. But the bottom line is, you can only be as prepared as possible in the moment you are required to be violent. And a lot of people are going to get caught short. I mean, there are times of the day where I myself could potentially get caught short. However, you know, I'll reinforce the simple fact that I am single. I live alone. So I have guns pre-positioned everywhere. You know, I can't move within my home without being arm's reach from something that goes bang.
Yep. Well, I do that too.
Even if it's not, you know, already on my body, it's generally something heavier that goes boom instead of bang. Anyway.
I do that as well.
Dig it.
I do that as well.
I kind of went broad scope there, man, but did I answer your question? Do you feel better about where you're at? Because what you need to do is relax your brain and stop being hypercritical of making errors in your performance and start focusing on hitting the target in less time. Because what I sense from what you described is you're giving yourself entirely too much time to make the hit of however your firing exercise is constructed. Because you have, if you have time to think about how you're pressing the trigger, dude, you're probably not shooting fast enough. Because that's going to require a conscious thought to activate your trigger finger, to press the trigger, to make the gun go bang. Whereas, comparatively speaking, visually firing the gun. Do you see the difference?
I do.
And pressing the trigger to make the gun go bang versus visually firing the gun. So it just depends on what your skill level is, where you're at, what do you know, what do you understand, but more importantly, what is it that you can apply and do it consistently? One of the primary things as an entry-level person that you can do on any level of skill is establish a consistent level of performance. Now, I'll give you a simple example. 25-yard bullseye at 25 yards, 10 rounds, 60 seconds, go. How well do you score? You can do it with the pistol initially mounted on target, or you can draw, aim, and fire 10 rounds in 60 seconds on a bullseye, BA bullseye at 25 yards, and see how well you pull that off.
Well, hold on right there. Coming up on last break.
All right.
Pick that up on the other side. Super Dave Harrington going to be at Tactical Response this weekend in Camden, Tennessee. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
He'll be getting on a jet here very shortly and headed to Camden, I guess. Joining us again is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed. So tell me about this class you're going to be teaching.
Integrated weapons work. Learning how to use the carbine in support of a pistol or a pistol in direct support of a carbine. The thing is, the reason I call it integrated weapons work is because, even though, by design, the carbine is your primary and the pistol is your secondary, the carbine may not always be the best firearm for the job, the immediate job. So one would transition to, the pistol to solve that specific tax problem, and then follow the necessary SOPs to make everything right and then continue. And it gets pretty complex from there. The main focus is your mental organization, organization for execution, timing, your mental and physical synchronization. Can you think at speed? What level of mental agility do you possess? Do you trust your inputs? Visual, audible, kinesthetic, emotional inputs. How well can you synchronize? And above all else, on top of all of it, remain calm and supportive, performing well. You know what I mean? It's a pretty big nutshell. But it's not as difficult as it may sound. It's just a lot of moving parts. What else you got?
I'm curious about this. I know that you do a 2-point sling on your rifle, but there's some slings. I've noticed the trend now is going to these big padded things. Do you use one of those big padded slings that are coming out now?
No, I just use the standard. Actually, I use a Vickers padded sling. It's like a 90 sling for a saw.
Right.
A 2.9. You're familiar with that?
I was still carrying the pig when I was still carrying a 60 back in the day.
Yeah, but it's not that big of a deal. But, it's funny that you bring that up because, yeah, there's a lot of good gear going on out there, but what I found is, you know, when you imprint on some kit, you know, that's pretty much what you use.
Right.
Regardless of what's new or, you know, the cool guy stuff, I don't know. It has on me. I mean, I've decided on what I like a long time ago, and that's what I've used to good effect because it's a standard. It's a known standard. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, therefore, I can trust it and rely on that trust. So, it's not a big deal. And the downside to that, what I just stated, was you have to keep changing your kit and equipment all the time. You know, it can get confusing. It can get difficult to make the proper adjustments or keep the proper adjustments going. I'm just not a gear guy. I don't do that. I decide on what I like and that's what I go with.
Yeah. I can see that. That's got to be a little bit liberating, too, because I have finally gotten away from the with cameras, they refer to it as the GAS syndrome, gear acquisition syndrome. And I've gotten away from worrying about what's the latest of this and what's the bestest of that and who's got the prettiest of those. And I've just pretty much basically figured out what's going to work for me, and that's just where I'm going with it now. That's just what I'm doing. Is that how
I think that's a perfectly natural get-to point, you know? I think everybody gets to that point at some point, if that makes sense.
It does. I think it does after you lose enough money. That's the problem. After you lose enough money doing that stuff, I mean, right over here right now, I've got enough holsters to start my own holster store.
Yeah, boxes of gear.
My own holster store. I've got a bunch of belts. Some of them that have always been functional. Some of them that have never been functional. So, and that's just from trying the newest things and not being satisfied. Is there, as far as gear is concerned, is it a good moment when you get out there and you figure out what works and how it's going to be set up, and then you're like, and this is the way I'm going to run it?
Yeah, I mean, I've had those moments. But they come after, you know, a considerable amount of testing. But there's some things that it depends, man. Like some weapon setups, you know, I'll think it through and decide how I'm going to do it before I do it because of the expense. And I set it up like that. And, of course, I like it because I did it. And rarely have I changed it afterwards. I only did that once. I did that with a scope one time. I thought this scope was going to work out for a specific application. And in short order, I found out that it didn't. So no harm, no foul. It's just, you know, the way it goes sometimes.
Indeed. Indeed. So, well, from my standpoint, some of the things that I figured out work for me, and I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about anybody. That's the other thing. I don't worry anymore about what anybody thinks about what I'm running.
Right.
So, to that end, that was one of the things I saw this past weekend is that a lot of people were confusing themselves because they were looking at what everybody else was doing and how they were doing it.
Right.
That's getting in your head a little too much, isn't it?
Well, it's not the way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, dig this, dude. What you just described to me, you know, this is actually kind of funny. As you described that, what I visualized in my mind was the lemmings going over the cliff. You know what I mean?
I do.
And for those of y'all that got to Google that, go right ahead and Google it, because it's true. So if you want to act like a lemming, don't be surprised when you find yourself following everybody else over the cliff. Got to be careful with that.
Indeed. I mean, absolutely, you got to be careful with it. It is one of those crazy things that I saw guys.
And it will happen.
I saw guys in basic training that were not actually learning anything, but they were trying to. They were looking around at all of us and trying to copy what we were doing.
Right.
And the drill sergeant snatched them up really quick, especially one of them. We had one of them on the rifle range. And they knew that he was just trying to copy us because they rolled up on him and had his Kevlar on backwards. Had his Kevlar helmet on backwards. Which is sort of a tell. Would that be a tell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how long were you being Camden?
2 days.
2 days.
Well, actually Friday is a prep day.
Right.
And then Saturday, Sunday, and then come home Monday.
Well, when you get there, so, first of all,
go pretty well.
Tell Kayla that I'd still like to have her on the show since she's running tactical response. I don't even know if she remembers me. I've only met her once, and this was at a knife show that James was at. James told me in Atlanta. James came down to that, and I went and met him there. But I still would like to have her on the show. I'd like to find out how good the school is doing because that is one of the schools I've attended, and I would like for it to continue to do well. How long has it been since Mr. Yeager? Was it 2 years now that he's been gone?
Yeah.
Far too long.
Yeah.
Far too long.
At least 2 years.
Yeah. To find out what's going on with Super Dave, you need to go to S. Dave Harrington on Facebook. He's still sort of staying on the down low. But he's doing the gigs now. He's out there doing things, and this is a good day for all of us that might want to learn from him. So for those of you that are going to be training with him this coming weekend, wow, do I envy you. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Oh, yes, sir. You betcha. Our number two is inbound. Going to be speaking with Lee Williams. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.